right. About how much? Okay, Jerry, turn on your microphone.
Yeah.
For about how many seconds did the audience hear this music without any?
For like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all right.
When I say after a spot, it means after
a
commercial.
I can't. I have to play 3 minutes of Letterman first. I want to do this first, Brian.
Not if I tell. Not if I tell you otherwise, you retard.
All right. Well, I didn't hear you say that.
Jesus Christ, you're such an idiot, Jerry. There's a line. I swear to God, Jerry, there'd be a line down Wilshire Boulevard of guys wanting your job.
Can we do the spot?
Yeah, I'll get to the spot.
All right.
After I finish.
I have to do a 3 minute Letterman and like. In after this.
Guess what? You'll do it.
All right. We're going to get back late.
But I don't give an F if we get back late. I could put a line all the way around Wilshire Boulevard.
All right. All right.
No. Shut up. Of guys wanting your job. Why don't you start giving an F about your job or you're going to lose it?
I told you we have to do Letterman for 3 minutes, and that's why I want to do this first.
And I told you.
So you wouldn't have to wait 4 minutes to do Letterman. You didn't hear me.
After the spot, when I said after the
spot. There is no spot, though.
I'm at the Letterman spot, you stupid F.
That's not a spot. That's a feature.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to all clear our throats. You're going to stop the music. I want 3 seconds of total dead air, including no ha-ha-ha from you, Ms. Phillips. And we're going to play Music Bed, and then I'm going to do the commercial for my dear friend Miles Berman, because he deserves it, unencumbered by my argument with this ice plant, this moron, who I can't even believe he gets into a radio station, whether to sit behind the control board or mop the floors.
Jerry, Miles is my friend, too.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I love him.
Silence for 3 seconds, followed by theme from the top in three. All right, being arrested for DUI is a serious, serious matter. All right, it's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Every night right after Lycus, all we ask is for 3 hours a night. Filling in for Tim Conway Jr. is Slammin' Sammy Phillips.
Really happy to be working this Martin Luther King Day. Thank you.
Happy to be with you. Happy MLK Day.
Oh, yes. You too, Brian Whitman.
And got a lot going on. We're going to talk about the best Southern California getaway for a three-day weekend. Like you had the three-day weekend if you did not have to work today, unlike us. And maybe you went to Big Bear. Maybe you went to a town that I love to go to.
Tijuana?
Tijuana, yes, but not
right,
that I was
right.
Not referring to Tijuana.
Santa Barbara.
You'll never guess it.
San Diego?
Julian, California.
Where the hell's that?
Yeah, you never been, right?
No.
They make apple pies, and it snows up there, and it's great to go.
North?
Yeah, okay. It's great to go. It's about 45 minutes from San Diego. Great to go to Julian in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I love it.
So that's a seasonal time for them in Julian?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a seasonal deal for them. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We got a lot going on here on 97.1 Free FM. You could go to our web poll at conwayandwhitman.com. After my chest pains the other evening, here's the question online. Will Brian Whitman have a heart attack in 2008?
Wait, what chest pains?
Oh, I had serious chest pains on Friday night.
What?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Did you go get an EKG?
Went home.
Wait, what?
Went home and hit the couch. And you know what? By the time I got home and had a couple of slices of chocolate cake for my friends at Mulberry Street Pizza, I was fine.
But then maybe that's not so serious chest pains.
Well, we had a doctor who called who said, I'm a cardiologist, and if I were you, from what I'm hearing, I would get to the emergency room immediately.
He didn't call you a hypochondriac?
No. Didn't he say that, guys? Immediately? Yeah.
Everybody's shaking their heads, yes.
Randy, we don't nod in radio. We speak audibly. Did he say that?
Yes, he said, go to a hospital immediately.
Good.
Jesus Christ.
Will Brian Whitman have a heart attack in 2008? 16% of respondents say yes. 46% of respondents say absolutely.
What's the difference between yes and absolutely?
Absolutely, I think, is a bit more convinced.
You're definitive.
Yeah, right. Good
like,
word.
Like you're definitely having a heart attack.
Well, definitely is the next category.
Okay.
13%.
I think it's a trick question because all of those sound the same to me.
Of course, 25%. Now, is there a link on conwayandwhitman.com on our web poll for, is there a link that someone could click if they actually think, I won't have a heart attack in 2008?
No, because you definitely will.
All right.
I don't believe that. I could be the one person here in this room that does not think you're going to have a heart attack. I have more faith in you.
You know what? Just tell them, keep me out, keep me sedated. I don't want to be awake. If I'm asleep for 3 weeks, I don't give an F. Guys, please don't come and visit me, because you know why I noticed? When they put you in those robes in the hospital, unless you're wearing slippers, your feet are exposed, and I do have a wart on my foot, so I don't want you guys seeing that.
Wow. So, okay, yeah. So no, please, I understand. Yeah, yeah. Now, would you have the do not resuscitate on your chart?
Yeah, big DNR
guy.
Okay. I'm a big DNR guy.
Gotcha.
All right, let's check the news on this Monday night with Robin.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
That's in my face. I was like, no, Mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right, Robin, man, what is happening, baby?
Well, so much over the weekend. First, an Australian judge on Monday described a pair of bumbling thieves who stole a bag of bread rolls from a restaurant before one of them accidentally shot his accomplice. The two burglars attempted to rob a restaurant in Melbourne, but escaped with the wrong kind of dough when they mistook a bag of bread for the day's takings. And here is audio of the fatal bumbling burglary. 827.
All right, buddy, we gotta go. Did you get the dough?
I got it right here.
All right, let's make for a run for it. Wait a second. This is bread. This is actual dough.
You want a dough? You said you want a dough.
What the hell? What do I want dough for, you bloke? All right, where's the car? We gotta make a run for it.
Oh, wait, I forgot where I parked.
You forgot where you parked, you effing moron. Why'd you forget where you parked? I can't take it anymore.
Ow! Sounds funny to me. She says, "Do you come from a London?"
Oh boy, oh boy. Unfortunately, very, very, very sad. Very sad. How else to react other than to say
a moment of silence?
Very sad. Robin, what else is happening, sweetie?
Well, due to a new smoking ban in Europe restaurants, in all of European restaurants, Jack Nicholson's cigarette break was thwarted by a swarm of German police. And we have exclusive audio of Mr. Nicholson as he speaks out against the new German smoking ban. J24.
I couldn't believe it. There I was, in Germany, just trying to have a little breakfast while shooting a film. After my breakfast, I reached into my shirt pocket to have a much-deserved Benson and Hedges. A young man came over to me and he said, "Excuse me." And he came over to me and he said, "Excuse me," and his notepad out. I said, hold on, Schmooley, I'm talking to the reporter. So he wanted to write me a ticket. I said, "Officer, I don't drive." He said, "It's not a ticket for driving. It's a ticket for smoking." I couldn't believe it. I have been coming to Germany my entire life and smoking wherever I want to goddamn smoke, and I've never been given a ticket for it.
Jack, I want answers.
You want answers?
Schmooley,
you can't handle the truth. Deep down in places you don't talk about at parties.
Here he goes.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. I couldn't believe it.
Now, it sounds to me like Jack Nicholson, is he taking over the role of Aunt Edna? I hope not.
No, it seems like they are partners in crime when it comes to this speaking out for smokers over the world.
Is it possible to play them both at the same time? To hit play on both of them at the same time. Let's do that, if not for your entertainment, then just for mine.
All right, here's how we're going to do this. Jerry, can you load up Y-4?
There we go. Because Jack, when he said I couldn't believe it, he was kind of imitating your Aunt
Edna.
Sounded
a bit like Edna. Yeah.
All right, you ready?
How is Edna, by the way?
Oh, she's just doing lovely.
I'm ready. Let's orchestrate this, because if anybody has the ability to F it up, it's Jerry. So what's going to happen here?
All right, you ready to play it?
I got it.
In 3, 2, 1.
I couldn't believe it.
Believe it.
I was
there
leaving Nightingales, as
Germany,
I normally do around 11.
Breakfast while
I get the Larry
phone.
King matzo pie with the sliced tomatoes. And I called outside for my mid-morning parliament or Virginia Slims or whatever's handy.
A young man came over to me
and I
said,
in a man talking to the reporter, Lenny, I'm talking to the reporter.
Excuse me, and his notepad.
So I lied to my boss.
I think we
said, hold on.
Talking to talk. All right, we get talking. It. Robin, what else is going on in the news tonight?
Well, that was very entertaining and very surreal.
Yeah, you'd have to be high to really appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
I know, that's why we did it.
Well, instead of selling sex, Amsterdam is trying to sell sexy clothing now. The city unveiled its red light fashion project, having converted 16 buildings that used to house prostitutes in the city's ancient red light district into studios for fashion designers. But a few misunderstandings, we should say, should have taken place already, and we have security audio of an uncomfortable exchange between a red light patron and an unknowing saleswoman. B64.
Hey, sir, how can I help you today?
Oh, no, just looking around.
Oh, looking for something for your wife?
Yes, you know, she finally let me shop, but I've got to find something cute for her, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, that's so nice. Well, I'm happy to help you. Just take your time.
Really? You know, I do. You know, my wife has always had a thing for blondes. What time do you get off?
Sir, do you realize that you're in a Calvin Klein boutique? Oh, you're looking for personal shopper, yeah?
A personal shopper? No. I'm looking for someone to my while my wife is while standing behind her.
I get off at 6.
Oh, Robin, where do you get those stories from? Is that it, Robin?
One more story. This is a very, very sad story. Just a quick news update.
Oh, no. She's going to end on a downer.
Well, unfortunately, singer of rock and roll glitter, Gary Glitter, was admitted to the hospital today after suffering a heart attack. And it's actually quite sad.
That's terrible.
By the way, isn't this the same Gary Glitter who I believe a number of years ago, 1998, I believe, is the year that he was found, or 97, to have child pornography on his computer hard drive?
Well, not only that, but he was convicted of committing obscene acts with two young Vietnamese girls.
Wow.
So he's had quite the history.
Wow.
And unfortunately, well, yes, it was quite a hard day for him, and we have...
I guess we found John's replacement. If Jeff... John's replacement if he ever leaves.
We have audio of the singer's unfortunate collapse today. G76.
Ew. Wow. That was to the point.
The music doesn't continue, though? No?
Well, once he drops, it drops.
Oh, God. Gotta get out of here.
Ew! That would have been funnier.
Oh, Sammy. Red. There you go. Clear. Clear. All right. Robin, man, that is absolutely awesome. So what is the current medical status of Gary Glitter? Is he fine or stable, or what's the deal? Because there are a lot of Gary Glitter fans.
Sources say he is hanging on by a thread, and all of our prayers are with him.
All right. Robin with the news, man. Thank
Robin
you.
Thank you. With the news.
Looking hotter than ever, too.
Yeah, she's hotter than hell, that Robin. Yeah.
Now, have you ever been attracted to Robin?
No.
Really?
No.
How could you not?
I think she's very beautiful.
Are you gay?
Am I gay? No, but that's the topic for next hour, so don't drag us into it now there, Sammy, if you don't mind.
I'm just curious because if you're not attracted to Robin, what could the reason be? She is drop-dead gorgeous. Right. I'm just saying.
I know you're you tried to get her in one of your busty cops movies.
I know.
And you reduced her to tears.
I know.
And that was bad.
Mm.
And by the way,
yeah,
actually entered herself into some sort of counseling after that.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my. Oh, I feel bad.
You should.
I just was trying to kind of help her.
If you had a 3-day weekend, if you were off Saturday, if you were off Sunday, and if you were off today, like right now, if you're just driving back from Big Bear, right now you're just driving back from
Santa Barbara,
San Diego, Coronado. Right now you're just driving back from Vegas or Reno or Laughlin. What's the best 3-day weekend getaway in Southern California? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And I mean the best. And now I know everybody's going to say Vegas. You're going to say, oh, Vegas. I mean, we can think of the top five. Surprise us with one. The best 3-day weekend getaway in Southern California. There's a small town about 45 minutes away from San Diego, where I recommend you take a chick, and they sell, their big thing is they sell apple pies, and they have a lot of really kind of cool, you know, fairly romantic bed and breakfast.
Take the really? Chick if she's your grandmother.
No, you take her if she's your girlfriend, actually, because that's what I did, and I wound up getting laid. You know.
From apple pie?
No, it's, you know what, Sam?
I'm just saying, that's somewhere you take granny. Yeah,
right. You know what, not every chick does busty cops movies. There are some traditional chicks that actually like Snowfall.
And, what? Who?
And
where?
They actually like traditional, you know, mountain communities where snow is falling and you have to wear a winter jacket and you have to wear gloves. And
they're boring.
You have to hold the person you love really close so you're warm. That's what Julian is like. And I recommend you go this time of year. Actually, you missed by about a month. The best time to go is in between Thanksgiving and Christmas is the best time to go. But where's the best 3-day getaway in Southern California? Maybe it's a cruise. Maybe you go down to San Pedro, you get on a boat, there's a 3-day cruise. If you're living in Southern California, you got the 3-day weekend, you had Saturday, Sunday, and today, MLK Day, the best 3-day weekend getaway. 520-9710, that is our number, 520-9710, or 888-520-9710. Give us a call right now and let us know. It's Conway and Whitman filling in for Tim Conway Jr., slamming Sammy Phillips. I'm Brian Whitman. We are live on LA's Big Talker, 97.1, the FM talk station.
Look, here's why I'm being cruel to Brian Whitman. He's had a stroke.
It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman live every night. This is a live show. We are here after Lycus on Martin Luther King night, the holiday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Sam Phillips is filling in for the vacationing Tim Conway Jr., he's not vacationing, he has the day off. It's a company holiday, he has a day off. Some of us are not lucky enough to get company holidays off, and I've abused my absences, so I'm here. Sam Phillips needs the money, so she's here.
Yep.
Gina Grad is part-time and feels unentitled to full-time holidays, so she's here. Jerry Wachowski has... MLK Day has no meaning at all to Jerry Wachowski, so he's here. That's about right. Right, Jerry?
You're right.
And Randy Wang's work ethic is so unbelievably just, you know, it'll knock your socks off that if I'm here or if Tim's here, he's here.
Wow.
If I'm here or if Tim's here.
That's dedication.
He shows up. All right. Hope you had a great 3-day weekend. It's winding up now. What's the best place to go? Where's the best place to go, I should say, in Southern California if you have a 3-day weekend? Greg in Long Beach is on 97.1 Free FM. Hi, Greg.
Hey, I hope the connection's good. I grew up in Los Angeles, but I went to school in Santa Barbara. And by go to school, I put quotations around that because I was really drinking in college.
Right.
And right in that area, if just a short drive, really, is Solvang, which is an amazing, it looks like Holland. There's windmills and whatnot. And there's a lot of wine country around that area.
Yeah, well, you go. Yeah, I've been to Solvang. Go to Napa. You can go to Sonoma. I mean, these are great places to go. If you have 3 days, I mean, all you have to do is get a, you know, get a room like a bed and breakfast, or get a, you know, two nights, three nights, and really, really enjoy yourself. I mean, that's Southern California's got great little pockets of places where you can go. And we're looking for those places where people really don't go a lot. You know, you can go and, you know, kind of get in
there. Have some privacy.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing to do.
Where it's not too populated.
I think since that movie, Sideways, unfortunately, the area is becoming popular. I think people are discovering that area a lot.
Yeah,
so
I think you're...
almost, it's a matter of timing at this to not go on a Friday.
Yeah, you don't want to go like in wine season.
I think you're definitely right about that. It's like Vegas. I like to go to Vegas. You know what I like to go to Vegas? Tuesday at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when I like to go to Vegas.
I don't blame you. You know what's great about LA, though? Because I'm a New Yorker, and there's not too many different environments that you can like hop, skip, and a jump to.
Right.
Here in LA, a couple hours you can be in mountains. A couple hours you could be in Mexico. A couple hours you could be at the beach. You can have any type of environment. It's all at your fingertips right here in LA.
Yep, and people don't know that. People who live, like I grew up in New York, as you did, but I've lived here, you know, almost in Southern California, almost 15 years. People who have never lived here, they seem to think, oh, it's just sunshine every day. It's 70 degrees. I like the seasons. I like snow. I like rain. Well, you can get that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's here.
Yeah, it's here.
It's a two-hour drive. That's it.
Just have to know where to go to find it. Gerald in El Monte, where's the best place to go for a three-day weekend in SoCal? What's up, dude? Line five. Hi.
First of all, I'm a computer programmer, so most of my friends are Russian, Indians, Italian, whatever. And we all put money together and we joined the Marina Yacht Club. So we get a sailboat. And I didn't do it this year, but we normally go on the other end, on the other side of Catalina. There's another side. I didn't even know there was another side. And I'm the only black guy in the group, but I've never seen a black person on a sailboat before. But there are black people on sailboats. I saw three of them, three big sailboats. All and right. You party there for 3 days.
I believe that's in Dr. King's speech. I hope that one day my children will be judged by the content of their character and allowed to sail from the marina unencumbered by Whitey. I believe that's in the speech.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't remember that part.
We're going to play the speech in its entirety next hour, so listen up for it, okay?
You know what? I used to date a guy, Whitman, who flew airplanes, like the little two-seater biplane kind of things.
Oh, that's cool. I would love to be able to fly. I don't have the balls to learn to fly. Like, I'd love.
It's so amazing.
I would love, if somebody was listening and like really seriously wanted to teach me, I would love to learn to fly a helicopter. I'd love to learn to be able to fly a small airplane, but I'm scared to death. I'm more afraid of a small airplane, but I'd love to be able to get in a helicopter. And I love helicopter rides. Like guys who have helicopters, like I once took a helicopter to Vegas.
Oh yeah, that's very fun, but a little scary when you go over those mountains, huh?
Yeah, when you get to 7,500 feet. But taking that helicopter to Vegas was one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life, and I'm so glad I did it. I know I interrupted. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's okay.
You dated a dude.
Yeah, no. But I was going to say, if you're looking for someone to teach you, my partner Chris Leary on The Single Life is a pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
Dude, you're terrible.
Dan in Los Angeles. Hi, Dan. You're on Free FM. What's up, dude?
Hi, father.
Hello, son. See, the voice is back. It came back. I was sick all last week, but the voice is back, my brother.
You know, I'm glad because you're getting a little too serious with the MLK. And hey, Sammy.
Hi, Danny.
I want to hear more about, is there any high-flying action with you and your old man over there on the plane?
Oh, I've joined the mile. Yeah, hell yeah. Who hasn't?
Yeah, how many, by the way, Dan, it's funny you'd mention that because, you know, for years, Sam Phillips has been running around 97.1 saying 500 guys, 500 guys. Truth is, we have to revise that number. Are you ready for the new number?
Yeah.
In 2 minutes, she'll reveal the new number. Give her, you and I will talk, and
yeah.
Sam, I want you to think about it, and I want you to hand me a sheet of paper with the real number, because it was 500 for a long time, but I know it ain't 500 anymore. So
well, listen.
You get to work, and Dan and I will chat about San Francisco, a great place to go on a three-day weekend.
Yes, you know, but I wanted to make the show a little lighter with the High Father and then talk about Santa Barbara, but that douche went ahead and said Santa Barbara and had the whole wine spiel. But San Francisco is a beautiful area with me and my partner. We have no reservations and we're not fearful of walking hand in hand with one another.
You're not gay.
Oh, I love you.
You're not a gay dude. You're making fun of gay people. You're not gay.
Sammy, this is your favorite yoga instructor.
Oh, this is Yoga Dan.
Yes.
Wow,
right,
this is my buddy.
Dan, I got to run, dude.
No.
If you don't start talking about the topic, I'm hanging up on you.
Ryan, I want a date with Gina Grad.
It's over. Here's the deal.
Can't help you, Dan.
San Francisco is a great place to go, really, for a three-day weekend. I remember with a girlfriend, we went to San Francisco, and we drove. Mm-hmm. And it was a great drive, like 7 hours. All I remember is this. The drive was not nearly as bad as people said it would be.
See, San Francisco is too long of a drive. Vegas, I can handle that drive.
If you can do Vegas, you can do San Francisco. It's only a couple hours more. Did we stop? We stopped. That was San Jose. That was the second day. Went to, nothing. Just the Four Seasons in San Francisco.
Five-star hotel.
Oh, nothing. Oh, no. Oh, nothing. Just the Four Seasons.
Look how you roll. Look at you bragging.
Had some...
You've never taken me any place like that.
Well, you're not banging me.
By the way, that's the trick. Well, how do we know that I'm not?
The trick, well, we know you have, but you're not going, if you want to continue.
You said that you...
Well, you admitted it too on the air, so...
I'm just saying, I could take care of you in that way, the way that you said that you wanted to be taken care of in the break.
Oh, but I'd laugh. So here's what we did. We went to San Francisco. It was great. Mm-hmm. Had a great dinner. Went to Alcatraz. Got up the next morning.
Ooh.
Went down to Fisherman's Wharf. Got on that boat that takes you to Alcatraz, and you tour Alcatraz. It was so much fun. I had a great time in San Francisco.
Did you reenact like a prison rape kind of scene with her?
Did not do that with her. She was not into that.
Oh.
I certainly suggested it. We went to got a great Italian meal in San Francisco. Also got a great Chinese meal in San Francisco, and
you're a gay dude.
Also went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, that's a great steakhouse, one of the best.
I love to hear the sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak. All right, Sean Hannity, get Sean Hannity out of here and tell him that he can do his live spots on KBC. How you doing, Sean Hannity? Here for my friends at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Don't you love the sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak? Sean, go to KABC, dude, and do that. All right, thanks, pal. I love you, buddy. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Jeff in Ventura. We'll get that number from Sam in just a second before the break, I promise. Go ahead, Jeff. You're
I'm
on Free
still
FM.
Adding,
still adding. Well, guys, it involves long division, this calculation. My God. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Winnie, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Hey, not much. Glad your voice is doing better, bud.
Thank you. If you have 3 days in Southern California, a three-day weekend, what's the best place to go? What's the best thing to do if you have 3 days off in SoCal?
You definitely got to just take the cruise up the Highway 1, Big Sur, go up to Carmel, stay there for a night, come back down. Best trip ever in the 1970 Ford Econoline van, stop the side of the road, do the wild thing with my girlfriend. We keep on going, stop another 10 miles down the road. I mean, you can't beat it. Then when you get up there, you got a nice hotel room. Go to the Cog's Breath Inn where you see Clint Eastwood. It was just perfect. You know, come back down, and it was a great 3 days.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds cool, dude. That really does sound cool. You know what? You know what? No one has mentioned, which I don't understand. I thought for sure we got a ton of calls on this. I thought for sure somebody would call and say the best thing to do with a 3 day weekend in Southern California is to go on Friday after work or very early Saturday morning to San Pedro or wherever and catch a cruise and go on like a 3 day Mexican cruise and be home on Monday night and go back to work on Tuesday. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah, you're kind of stretching it there, aren't you? Though, you know, with all the itinerary and stuff, you know, you gotta, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if
you're just driving up there, you got the camera, you know, if you got any time to take pictures or whatever, but I mean, sure, you know, you can't beat, the scenery is just excellent, so,
yeah.
You know.
All right, dude, that's not, yeah. Carmel, that's great. Are you running the Clint when you're up there?
That's what I said. When we went up there, he was actually having dinner at his restaurant. You know, he owns the Hog's Breath Inn up there. So
that's right. By the way, nobody...
At least he did.
You know what? No one mentioned Palm Springs. Did anyone? I don't think
we haven't even gotten there. You have full phones, though.
Yeah, we got to get to Palm Springs, too, Jeff.
It's too hot there, man. We like the coast, you know?
Nah, Palm Springs is the best.
Witty, you know, you were talking about the three-day Mexican cruise. There's no whorehouses there. See, that's why I would say drive to Tijuana.
Oh, right, because you're right. I only go places where there's whorehouses.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's real nice. You owe me an apology,
I'm not saying for you. I'm just saying in general. Right. Who would want to take a three-day Mexican cruise? Right. There's no prostitutes
right.
there.
Right, you're right. I only go places where there's whores.
I'm not saying you. Stop taking it personally. I'm just saying in general, who would ever want to do a cruise you could go to a house of ill repute?
You know
I can't even say the word.
I would take offense to that, but... coming from a whore.
See, it's okay for a whore to call a whore.
I want the number.
Hand me
the paper. Drum roll, please. Do you have a timpani, Jerry? You've had about a 5-minute ramp up for a drum roll here. Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
All right. Sam Phillips, who for years on 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, but wait, let me just say something. I was involved in a long-term relationship for 6 years, and that number was the same number for 6 years.
For years, Sam Phillips has been running around 97.1 Free FM saying, I've slept with 500 guys. Well, that number has changed. And here in 2008, on Martin Luther King Day, not that that matters. Actually, I don't want to sully MLK Day with this.
Hey!
Sam Phillips is now officially at 507 guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
What'd you say, Timmy?
She's a whore!
All right. 520-9710. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, you know, there's nothing like putting my neck out on the chopping block.
888-520-9710. If you have a three-day weekend, maybe you're just getting off a three-day weekend in Southern California, what's the best place to go? Where's the best place to go? What's the best thing to do? 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman. Every night right after Lycus, all we ask is for 3 hours a night. 520-9710, 888-520-9710, filling in for Tim Conway Jr. on this MLK Day is Slam and Sammy Phillips.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. 520-9710, 888-520-9710, coming off a three-day holiday weekend for a lot of people in Southern California. And this is a live local show. This is a live local nighttime show in Southern California. We're not syndicated. We're not talking to Phoenix. We're not concerned about Cowboys in Austin.
I like Cowboys in Austin.
We're not talking to dudes in New England. We're talking to
you,
Southern Californians. And with all that we have, all the luxuries and all the different environments and the snow and the skiing and the snowboarding.
And the sand and the sun and the fun.
And the beaches. What is the best thing to do? Where is the best place to go on a three-day weekend? You got a three-day weekend. If you just had Saturday, Sunday, and today, Monday off, what did you do with your three-day weekend?
You know what my pick is? You were talking about like Big Bear, Lake Arrowhead. There's a small town called Running Springs.
Really?
On the way to Arrowhead and then on the way to Big Bear. It's the greatest little, you know, kind of log cabin-y, sort of woodsy, mountainy town ever. It's great.
Who cares?
You know what, Jerry? I'm going to kick your ass. You're tiny and I'm bigger than you.
Jerry's not tiny.
No, he's fat, but he's small. I'm tall and I'm skinny.
All right. Craig in Paramount is on Free FM. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, dude. Where do you go when you have a 3 or 4 day weekend?
You know, it wasn't this weekend, but I was seeing a girl and I grew up in SoCal and she wanted to take me somewhere special one weekend. And I said, okay, great. So we jumped the car and headed down the freeway and we went to Julian, you know, and...
It's the best.
You know, I didn't know what to expect. I've heard a lot about it growing up in the area, you know, and we got down there and we stayed.
Did you eat a lot of apple pie?
You know, I didn't have any, as a matter of fact. We stayed in this bed and breakfast. There was no TV, no radio, not even a clock radio. This hotel was like 100-something years old.
Yeah, I didn't stay in that place.
Ugh, that sounds awful.
Well, you know, it was unusual, but I'm like, you know what? Hey, I'm seeing this girl. She's hot, you know, and all this.
Did you have a lot of sex that weekend?
You know what? She was on the rag.
Oh, my God. This sounds like the worst ever, and you like this place,
but you
Julian?
Know what? No. Here's the deal. Julian, California. Craig is talking about Julian, California. Google it if you want to find out how long it takes to get there. It's about 45. When I lived in San Diego, I remember that it was about 45 minutes from San Diego, and it's great because I grew up in New York where I'm used to snow. Suddenly, you drive up the mountain. 45 minutes later, you're in snow. You're walking through snow. I had my girlfriend there at the time. We had a bed and breakfast. We had kind of a romantic time. It was really kind of a cool time. I liked Julian, California a lot. I it was like I stumbled onto this place and I thought, you know what? I got to keep coming back to this place. And I've been back a handful of times since then, and I really think it's a cool place to go.
That's how I feel about Running Springs, the same exact way.
We had a good time. Nonetheless, I mean, we had a really a good time. It was something totally different from being in SoCal. So,
right.
You know, we kind of got away and had a great time, you know. And as a matter of fact, we're engaged. We're getting married in June.
Oh, congratulations, buddy. You do feel like you are transported from L.A. to a far, far, far away place.
Wow.
You know where else I love to go? And nobody's mentioned it. I love to go down. I love San Diego. And if you listen to the show with Conway all the time, you know that I lived in San Diego for over 2 years. I love to go to the Hotel Del. I love to go to Coronado. I love to go like on a 3-day weekend, like get Friday night, Saturday night, maybe Sunday night, book 3 nights in the Hotel Del and leave the hotel early on, not too early, but around, you know, 11 o'clock on today, Monday, and be home at, you know, 3-4 in the afternoon and just kick it. And go back to work tomorrow.
You know what my pick is? The St. Regis Hotel in Dana Point. Have you ever been there?
Never been.
Oh, my God, Whitman. It's a great hotel, the St. Regis. You know, it's a very fine 5-star hotel.
Yes.
It is so beautiful down in Dana Point. You should check that out.
How about the Viceroy?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the St. Regis is better.
How about the Cabanas?
St. Regis is better.
You want to meet me in a cabana, the Viceroy?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. You going to take off your clothes?
Not right at the cabana, but...
Why not?
Go to the room and
be
I
be daring. Come on.
Your mom.
Yeah.
You'd love it.
Oh, I would.
All right. Okay. Cassandra on the 10 freeway. Thank you for holding, sweetie. You're on Free FM. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to hear you guys.
Yeah, and we're sorry, by the way, for the obvious sexual tension that we subject you guys to. We know that, like, when you guys listen to us, we know it's like seeing your, like, dad and mom kissing in the kitchen, like, walking in on that. We know it's like that for you guys. So, Cassandra, we apologize.
Oh, don't worry about it. I deal with that every day. But if I had a 3-day weekend, there's two places that I actually go on a regular basis. Catalina, which is gorgeous, and there's some really beautiful hotels out there, or Idlewild, which is actually outside of Palm Springs in the mountains.
Yeah, I've never been to Idlewild.
Me
never.
Either. Me
but
either.
Palm Springs, I love.
Well, it depends on the season, but Palm Springs, you know, it can be sort of a retirement community.
No, it ain't, dude. Go to La Quinta. Go to La Quinta. What are you doing over there like you're going to have a baby? The caller's making some good points.
Yes, very good points. I love your points, Cassandra.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And I bet you she's hot, too.
Are you hot? What? Are you hot?
I'm a 22-year-old student, and yeah. I guess I'm pretty decent looking.
Yeah.
Really? You want to date a radio guy? I'll take you really nice places. I'll take
Julian. He'll feed you apple pie.
I'll take you to Julian. You'll love it.
Well, I'd have to talk to my fiance first.
I was going to say. Also, Goodbye. Don't be on your menstruation time.
All right, it's see you later, sweetie. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. We are live coming up tonight before 11 o'clock. Now, you know, a lot of people are talking Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Day. He had a dream, he had a dream, he had a dream. A lot of people don't know what that means. A lot of dudes at 18 years old in high school.
Never heard it.
They don't know what it means.
His speech.
Right, and if you identify black people in America with this clown here... You gotta stay tuned because I'm gonna play, I think,
one of the most important speeches ever.
Absolutely. Gonna play it in its entirety, too. I'm not gonna play 2 minutes of it or a little snippet of it. I'm gonna play the speech on Martin Luther King Day. It's the least we can do for a man who gave his life for racial peace and harmony.
Amen.
Shut up, Jerry, you stupid little a-hole.
I'm going to come kick your ass, by the way.
I'll go help you. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.